Thank you, Reverend McDonald. Thank you. My name is Bobby Paul, and I am executive director right now of Women's Action for New Direction. It was founded as Women's Action for Nuclear Disarmament. We have been standing outside the offices of Senator Zell Miller for over a year, trying to get a meeting with him, trying to get him to listen to reason about this rush to war in this administration. I read today in the paper that he's coming to town for a fundraiser, that he's going to work tirelessly to support the re-election of George Bush. We find this obscene that he is coming at this time. We want to honor the work of Dr. Martin Luther King, and we want you all to know how hard the Martin Luther King March Committee has been working. We are working in coalition, black and white, across this city to bring healing to this nation. Please send out the message to all. There is a wonderful symposium going on right there tomorrow at Ebenezer Baptist from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is about education coming together. It's talking about human rights, immigration. We will have Muslims, we will have Pakistanis, we will have Israelis, we will have Asians, Hispanic people coming together to talk about the issues. Please, Morris Brown. We will have a battle of the bands at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Half of the proceeds of a $10 ticket admission will be going to support the efforts to keep Morris Brown alive. We love working in coalition. We are happy to be here to support the African American community, the peace community, and the environmental community. Look around what this administration is doing to our environment. Look no farther than Savannah Riverside to find the weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction are here, are us. We are the only nation on the planet that has ever used nuclear weapons on another nation. And however you feel about that, this administration is dedicating itself to not cleaning up by 2006, by cutting corners and threatening to invent new nuclear weapons.
That's right.
We want this stopped. This is a crime against humanity. And I plead to all the women and children in this world to speak up. And I also would like to take a moment to just remember today another Georgian was lost in Iraq. That's well over 500 of our citizens who have lost their lives over there for this war that was about oil, positioning in the world, and power. Not to mention the at least 25,000 to 35,000 Iraqi citizens and soldiers, many of them women and children, who have lost their lives over there. We pray for peace today. We pray for healing. We try not to come with anger in our hearts, but it is very difficult. Thank you.
Thank you.